I love the quiet.
Welcome to the Walk with God podcast. My name is Lee Elkins, and I'm the evangelist for the MacArthur Drive Church of Christ in Jacksonville, Arkansas. The purpose of this podcast is to generate simple lessons where those who find themselves strapped for time can listen to these short 5 to 10 minute podcasts while you are getting ready for work or for school. Ultimately, we want people to experience God in their lives, and sometimes we need encouragement in doing that. Maybe this will be the first step into more studies and a deeper relationship with God. It is my hope and prayer that we are all seeking God in our lives. Have you walked with God today?
Evening sun is setting. I have walked with God today.
Good afternoon. It is Thursday, November 2nd. It's mid-afternoon, almost 3:15 in the afternoon. And this is our second episode of the Walked with God podcast. I'm excited to be with you. Thank you for tuning in. If anyone has any comments or questions or concerns or any sort of suggestions, please let me know. Don't hesitate to reach out to me, and I would be more than happy to answer any questions that you may have. But for this afternoon, I want us to talk about having a sense of community within the church. Now, I'm going to read to you a passage, and I know that this passage that I'm about to read to you is more so talking about marriage. In fact, it is talking about marriage. But I want us ultimately to have an understanding about our spiritual lives and having that sense of community. Over in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, we're told, "Then the Lord God said, 'It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him.'" And so obviously we see that evidenced in our lives. What was proposed? The idea of marriage. One man, one woman for life. God knew what He was doing when He created us. When He made us, He designed us with the idea of community, to be a part of the body of Christ, right? That's what happens. God adds us to His body, to the Lord's body, when we obey the gospel. So we're all to be part of this building up of the kingdom. So, having this sense of community, this leaves out the option of isolation. Isolation and isolating ourselves is not optional. Fighting life alone is not optional. We need to allow ourselves to become vulnerable. And vulnerable in the sense of letting ourselves be loved by others, ultimately by God, and also in return, being able to learn to love. This is not optional. And so I want to bring up this phrase. I'm sure most of you have heard of it. It's the idea when someone comes up to and you're talking about religious things, spiritual things, church-related things, however you want to put it, and they say, "Well, you know what? I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious." So the abbreviation is the SBNR, spiritual but not religious. And so people within these spiritual but not religious movements, they genuinely believe that there's nothing wrong with isolating themselves, that there's no dangers in doing this, there's no problems. The Bible never condemns it. In fact, the Bible affirms it. Some people go so far as to believe that. But there are, in fact, dangers of doing this, right? So we need community to teach us. We want the prayers of other people. We want people to assist in carrying our burdens. but don't you dare hold me accountable. The moment you start holding me accountable is the moment that, oh, spiritual but not religious. So what are some of the dangers of this spiritual but not religious mentality? Well, for one, there's no help, right? There's no other people around when we fall into hard times. Over in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 through 12, two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. For if either of them falls, the one will lift up his companion. But so obviously in this example, both of them don't fall. It's just the one. But the one falls, and so the other one's like, okay, I'm your teammate. I'm your helpmate. Let me help you. But woe to the one who falls when there is not another to lift him up. Furthermore, if two lie down together, they keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? And if one can overpower him who is alone, two can resist him. A cord of three strands is not quickly torn apart. So think about this. When we accept the reality that we actually do in fact need each other, obviously with God, we can have a true sense of comfort, peace, safety, and security. But that also comes from the community of the Lord's church. The being together, the edification, the edifying of one another. There's that true sense of peace, comfort, safety, and security that you can fall back on. We can look out for each other, for the betterment of each other, not in order to one-up each other, but to help each other. Think about the passage over in Philippians chapter 2, verse 4. Paul says, do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. But secondly, why is this also problematic? This is also problematic because we become vulnerable to false and deceptive thinking and ideals or even doctrines. Because what ends up happening is our heart, it wants what it wants. That's just an unfortunate reality. And so far too often, we don't really consider the ultimate ramifications for our poor choices. So when the storms of life is raging, and it's beating us down. Now remember, we're so strong in our faith that we are spiritual but not religious. And so when life is pounding you to the ground, it's just beating you up from all sides, you're all by yourself, what's the first thing that tends to happen? What's the first thing that comes to mind? Well, where's everyone at? You know, where's my brothers? Where's my sisters? Where's my cousins? And so we always look for a scapegoat and we want to blame everybody else for our own choice of isolating ourselves spiritually. Because spiritually, I'm better off without you. So when we isolate ourselves, we're doing so negatively because we have nobody to turn to. There's no sense of direction. There's nobody out there who can be objective about the upcoming problems that could be coming up in our lives. There's nobody around to give good, sound wisdom or judgment into our lives. So that's why I said earlier, we need to have those moments of vulnerability in our lives, and it's ultimately to keep us honest with ourselves. Think about the passage over in 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 and 10. Let's talk about honesty. If we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. And I promise you, there are people out there who think that way. They think this way. And they've isolated themselves And they carry on the burden of sin in their lives because nobody's around to say, hey, you have a problem. They don't want to have that sense of accountability in their lives. You know, when we shut the door on others, all we've done is open the door to shut the door on God. I hope that makes sense. Because what we're doing, the implication is okay, you've shut everybody else off, but when life really gets hard, well, there's nobody else to blame or to look at except for God. Why does God allow bad things to happen to good people? And so, if they tend to fall into that category, or they view themselves in that way, what do you think they're going to do? Eventually, they're going to turn their back on God. Now, I would make the argument that they've already turned their back on God. This whole idea of spiritual but not religious, it's not biblical. There's no truth in it. I'm sorry. Well, actually, I'm not sorry, but... There's nothing good that comes about it because it's nothing more than just isolation, and it's going against the direct design that God has given us. Let's talk about the elephant in the room before we close out this podcast. The Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 and 25. I think most of you probably had an idea that I was going to come to this verse, but let's wrap this up. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the matter of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. I'm just here to tell you, I am not going to quibble with anyone over this passage. People come to this passage, they say, oh, well, that's really not talking about worship. And so they want to try to get into this corporate worship debate. Folks, let me just tell you this. When we start to try to play semantics with the Word of God, we are going to get burned. It says what it says. I don't know how much plainer of an English translation you need. I was reading out of the New King James. If you have to, pull up the translation called the Bible in Basic English. Pull it up. Read it. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. I don't care what you want to try to make this passage out to be. Sometimes people try to be a little too smart for their own good. And what they're doing is they're bringing in their own foolish wisdom, and they're trying to play God with God's scriptures. That's what they're doing. And we need to stop it. The reality is God knew what He was doing when He created us. He knew that as Christians, we were going to need to come together to embrace one another, to rejoice with those who rejoice, and to weep with those who weep. Stop trying to get out of your obligation and your duties. Maybe obligation and duties isn't the best word, but I think you know what I mean. We want to try to sit here and argue and fuss and fight over certain things, playing word games with the Word of God. And folks, if we continue to do that, we're going to get burned. So again, where's your community? Who's it with? Is it a part of the Lord's church? Because if it's not a part of the Lord's church, you may find yourself on the wrong side of eternity. So I hope you take just a few moments of your day to think about some of the things that we've talked about. We were not designed to be alone, whether that's in marriage or whether that's in the Lord's body. And so I hope this podcast helps you out in some way. Please share it with your friends and with others, and let's help each other grow in our faith.